Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Put your hands together. What is up, Saturday Nation? It's Sam Crowley. It's the last week of the decade. What? It's the last Monday of the decade. This is crazy, man. I can't even wrap my mind around this. What were you doing in 2009 as we went into 2010? 2009, what was, oh my God. I wasn't even going to talk about this. I got to do another podcast. I'm doing another podcast on what I was doing in 2009. And it just, as I think about it, man, I thought I knew everything about this business. You could have fit my knowledge inside of a thimble. That's how little I knew. Wow. What a humbling thought. All right. I'm going to do another podcast later today where I was in 2009. And I'm not saying that you actually care what Sam Crowley was doing in 2009, but I'll bet this much. It'll inspire the hell out of you to get going right now. Right now. Because I'll tell you what, man. Oh, I was 4 years out of first quitting my job, 2 years away from the second time I quit my job. Woo! Anyway, I want to speak affirmations into your life if it's okay today on Monday, December 30th. I want you to repeat after me, and I'm going to tell you why we're doing this in just a second. So wherever you are, you're in the car, you're in the treadmill, just say, I am. I am. Because here's what happens. Whatever you put after I am is going to chase you down like a cheetah going after a wounded caribou in the wilderness, okay? So don't repeat after me just yet, because I want to frame this for you. How about that? I said, repeat after me. Now don't do it. If you say, I am tired, I am overweight, I'm broke, I am someone who doesn't understand marketing, I am not worthy, I'm not focused, I'm not grateful. Think of all that. It's going to chase you down. Just think about one of those things. I'm broke. Well, as long as you're going to say that to yourself, it will chase you down. It will hunt you down until it captures you and eats you alive and helps you understand. Yeah, you're right. You are. You know? Now, repeat after me. I am worthy. Just say that. I am worthy of all the blessings that are about to pour into my life. I am focused. I am successful. I am grateful. I am healthy. Whoa, 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 Sam, you don't understand. I just got my doctor's test back and my blood work was off. I get it. I'm not saying you don't have challenges. Let's not mistake any of this by saying life is without its challenges. I'm saying, rather than saying I am not healthy, say I am grateful that I woke up today and I am focused on having an amazing day. Because whatever follows I am is where you are. And not only where you are, it's where you are headed and it's where you're going to be. We look back at 2009, I thought, like I said, I knew everything. And I would have said, well, I am just getting started. Instead, I had a $1 million launch that year and didn't even realize what I had. I pissed it all away. And I didn't even know what I was paying people. I should have never paid programmers, copywriters, all of this stuff, just because I thought I am inferior. Look, you got to understand, man. You're talking about a guy with a barely, you know, under 600 credit score, doing everything on a whim, begging people to help me market my product. I wasn't worthy. I had a lack mentality. I thought, man, this money is so scarce. I got to get it now before it goes away. You ever felt that way? Like, I am poor. I got to get this money, man. I got to get it right now, because if I don't get it right now, the window's going to close. That's not true at all. It's not a lack of abundance. that is out there. Money is everywhere. The problem is we create limitations around all of that, starting with our mindset about where we are right now. And you might have $1 million in the bank and you're still fearful of launching that movement or speaking on stage or something along those lines. Say this, I am a speaker. I train all my clients to speak like this. I train all my clients to speak like this because when we work together, it has so little to do with technology. It has so little to do with how you can do things. It has everything to do with how you view yourself on the inside. All of it has to do. Sam, what do I tell people that I'm a speaker, I'm a podcaster, and I'm a thought leader in the industry of fill in the blank? Oh my God, I can, and you can see it. We're on a video Zoom call. You can just see that they're petrified. When I have clients come through Cincinnati and we work together in my office one-on-one, you can just see it in their face when I say, hey, you're a speaker. You know, when people talk to you from now on, say, I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader with a global message. like they laugh. If you laugh at that thought, and I get it. I do some of it. Sometimes it's shock value because you've never heard those words spoken into you ever. All you've heard is you're just a homemaker. You're just a housewife. You're just raising kids. You're just a guy going to a job. You're just a slave to a job. You're just a person who runs meetings. You're a person who does logistics for a corporation. That's all we do. I mean, we identify everything by that title. And that title becomes the albatross around our neck that holds us down from chasing greatness for the rest of our life. You have to eliminate that. It's that ball and chain tied to your ankle, like I'm a homemaker, I'm a housewife, I'm just a guy going to a job every day, I'm just a factory worker, just a plumber, just a pastor. You know, you are so much more than that, but what you put after the words I am makes everything change. Now, I stole this from Oprah's podcast with Joel Osteen. I listened to it last week. You must listen to it because I do a really bad job of imitating Joel Osteen and Oprah for that matter. But I do a really good job of imitating Sam Crowley because that's the only person I want to be. I want to be husband to Angela, father to Madeline, Laura Page, and Susan. That's what I want to be. And I want to be your coach. And the reason why I identify all of those things first is because that's what's important to me. After my relationship with Jesus Christ, God Almighty, after my relationship with him, it goes family. And then my health is obviously important to me because if I'm not able to speak, I can't do my job and I can't sow these seeds into you. But you got to understand this, man. Every time the enemy tries to speak those negative words into your mind, you repel them. And he said, No, I'm not. I am. I mean, look, even if you're like me and have $5 in your bank account back in the day when I first got started, you have to be grateful that you have everything else going on because what you have is what a lot of people don't have in this world. You have an opportunity. It doesn't cost any money to put a positive post out there online and invite people into your tribe. It doesn't cost any money to create an audio. It doesn't cost any money to take the phone that you're already using for texting, for social media, for phone calls, and to create a video and put it on Instagram or put it on Facebook. It doesn't cost anything. But what you have to do is work on the language. And like I keep going back to, this isn't a money problem. This is somebody who was raised in a broken home, could be a millionaire right now. Your single parent was speaking negative seeds into your life your entire time. Your brothers and sisters were speaking negative seeds into your life, planting those seeds. People in grade school were making fun of you in high school and then in college and getting to work. This has been happening and somehow you've been able to make money. And then you realize money was something that you never really wanted. All you wanted was purpose and significance in your life and to feel that gratitude coming back to you. You know, that's all you ever wanted. You can't buy that stuff, man. What you got to do is start with the message inside that creates the messenger, which is you, that launches the global movement, which is so simple to do. I wish I could grab you by the lapels and just shake you and help you. Say, look in my eyes, man. You are so much more than the negative seeds that people have planted into your life. You're so much more than that. But you've got to do this stuff from the inside. It's got to be a heartfelt message from the inside that connects to your brain and allows you to feel that gratitude. Because when you replace expectations with gratitude, now you've changed the game. The enemy can't play that game. The enemy wants you to have lowest of low expectations so you have lowest of low impact on the world. That's the way the enemy works. If you can kick that enemy to the side and be so grateful for the car that you currently have, doesn't matter if it's a new car. We can't compare you. Look, you could go buy a Mercedes, a Lambo. You'll always be comparing yourself to somebody else who has a bigger, better Mercedes or a bigger and better Lambo. Be grateful for the home that you have. Be grateful for if you only have one friend, you're lucky for that one friend. Call them up, text them, take them to lunch, tell them about your dreams. And if you have no friends, let this podcast be your friend. I'm telling you, man, when I went for my dream, all the friends left. All of them. I was broke. I couldn't influence them in a positive way anymore because I wasn't in charge at work. I couldn't influence them with money. I didn't have any. Everybody left. You know who didn't leave me? God, family didn't leave me, and my health didn't leave me because I paid, I invested is the word I'm looking for. I invested in God. I invested in family, and I invested in my health. And brand new relationships, as I talked about on last week's podcast, you want to have the most amazing relationships, go do something amazing. And before you think, I can't do anything amazing, think about this. You just starting to launch this movement is amazing in and of itself because very few people will ever do that, all right? So get that crap out of your head that I haven't done anything worthy. I haven't done anything amazing. Who would want to listen to me? A million people would want to listen to you, but you got to be willing to want to listen to yourself. You know what I mean? Would you want to listen to you with the negative self-talk? No. So if you won't even want to listen to yourself with that negative self-talk, nobody else is going to want to be around that individual as well. Change your thoughts, change your words, change the decisions that you're making. Be grateful and remember, I am. And by the way, check out Joel Osteen's sermon on that. You can find it online on his podcast, The I Am. Check out Oprah's masterclass about that with Joel Osteen. You will be blessed beyond measure. Doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. It is more of a motivational and inspirational where people are actually asking questions from the audience about the terrible things that have happened in their life, how they can pivot and turn that around. You got to understand, man, you are one decision away from launching your movement, all right? And you're one connection away from getting that thing on blast mode. I want to connect with you. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your call on my calendar. I'll call you, and we'll get this thing going in record time. All right, remember, I am Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Podcast. I am wishing you the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday Podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.